For the most part tomorrow, and time for the fair at 77 degrees. This is Jess Peterson, KLO News.
Thank you, Jess. It's 9:08 here at WKLO, and last night, of course, just like everybody, I got the shock of my life about the King of Rock and Roll, and a lot of people have done a lot of good things in the past, about 15 hours since the news arrived. And although I was not from the beginning an avid Elvis fan, I appreciated his music. I know he was a nice man. I heard it from too many people. And what can you say? That's what this radio station is all about. The kind of music that Elvis projected throughout the years. Elvis even had a little falling out after the British rock thing came along. And I remember back a few years ago, in the mid-60s, they took a poll. Who were the kings of rock and roll? Was it Elvis or the Beatles? And you know who won? The King of Rock and Roll.
A very old friend came by today.
Remember the first day I heard that, His Latest Flame by Elvis. It was back in 62, I believe. First day I heard that song, I liked it. And the other side of that was Little Sister. Elvis, we'll remember you, probably for the next million years. The guy will never die as far as the turntable's concerned, and crazy old disc jockeys like me. We'll be playing a lot of Elvis this morning. It's 9-11, 11 after 9, with Bob Klein on WKLO. Good song here by Ronnie Millsap. It's almost like a song. Ronnie Millsap, and this is Bob Klein. Of course, if you don't hear an Elvis song every 5 minutes this morning, don't think we didn't appreciate Elvis or we don't mourn his death, but there's just so much Elvis you can play, and we're going to play quite a bit of it, though, this morning. So don't be discouraged if you don't hear an Elvis record, you know, every 5 minutes. Clifty Young on KLO, My Sweet Lady. Just sitting there talking to Jess Peterson. Jess said that back, 22 years ago, Jess...
Oh, I don't want to talk about it. But, no, I see, it was about, I was 11 years old or so, and I bought my first record album, and it happened to be an Elvis Presley album. His first one, which had a black and white cover, wasn't in color.
Mm-hmm.
It was in black and white, just showing him with his guitar. And on that album, of course, his first hit that I recollect, which was Blue Suede Shoes, and mm-hmm. also included on the album was Heartbreak Hotel. And I think there was another one, the first one he did, that rocketed him to national prominence, which he recorded for his mother. And I can't remember the name of that one.
Well, there was a song called Blue Moon Over Kentucky.
Yeah, that was also on the album, right?
And I think, actually, that was one of the very first that he wrote. And I think the first, you know, the first big hit that got him national recognition was Heartbreak Hotel.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, it really swept the nation, yeah.
Yeah, and we have all lost a dear friend. I know, you know, there are disc jockeys all over the country right now playing nothing but Elvis, 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 and well, we're going to play some more Elvis in a minute.
He had 100,000 members in his fan club in England, and he never appeared in England because he hated to fly.
Mm-hmm.
And BBC Radio and the commercial radio networks in England have been playing ever since it was announced, Elvis music, and also was splashed on the big paper in London. It was headline story, and he never appeared there.
Well, you know, a lot of the British rock stars that got started, people like Little Richard and Buddy Holly, were people that they patterned themselves after. And John Lennon of the Beatles went to Elvis at one of his performances in the last few years and just went backstage and talked to him and said, well, you're probably the biggest reason... I made it.
Yeah,
know.
I'd heard that they did pattern their style somewhat after
Elvis
Presley. He and Chuck Berry, I believe, the Beatles credit for their sound.
Yeah, and of course Elvis did a couple of, recorded a couple of Chuck Berry songs, and Chuck Berry was on ABC TV last night talking about Elvis. Well, you know, it's a misfortune. You know, we can't talk about it forever. I guess everyone feels the same way we do, and, you know, I certainly miss him. but his music's going to be around forever.
Yeah.
So none of us really met him.
Oh, no, that's for sure.
So to us, he'll always be here.
We talked to Tennessee Governor Ray Blanton, of course, his home state, and saying that one aspect he brought up about Elvis, what a very charitable person he was. He gave many, many dollars to charity and a big heart.
Sure. Did you ever hear the story about the lady who was in a parking lot somewhere, a used car, a new car parking lot, and she was looking at a Cadillac?
And she was, yeah, that was in Denver, I believe it was.
Sort of running her hands along the car, you know, like, oh, I wish I could have this. And Elvis walked up to her, and I think he was just driving along and told the chauffeur to stop and said, walked up to her and said, do you like it? And she said, oh, yes, I'd really like to have it. And he knew she couldn't afford it just by the look on her face. And he said, well, it's yours.
Hmm.
You know, and after a few strings, you know, after when they found out who it was and everything, and he signed for it and everything, the lady just couldn't believe it, you know. And he touched a lot of people's lives like that. He wasn't seen in public all that much, but when he was just a very warm person. And you don't find many people in the entertainment business like that. So we'll miss him, and we'll have some more Elvis for you in a minute. Thank you, Jess.
You bet.
There's no better time.
Now, as I said a few minutes ago, there are probably a lot of people who have been faithful, religious Elvis fans throughout the years. I certainly have. Not as much as a lot of folks, because when I really got into music, Rick Nelson and Bobby V, people like this, and the first people that really made a humongous impression on me and changed my life, of course, was the Beatles, but so did Elvis. I wasn't too late for Elvis, and I liked every one of his songs when he was out. I used to go out and buy every one of his records, but I wasn't with him in the beginning, but my sister was. My sister's over 30 now, and she may kill me for saying that. Well, anyway, the first song I remember my sister actually buying and playing over and over again was a song Elvis is probably known for most. This one.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
The song that put Elvis's name on the map, Hound Dog at WKLO. Heartbreak Hotel was actually Elvis's first national hit. But I guess everyone knows him most for that song. Every time you talk about Elvis or think about Elvis, you think about him up there shaking his legs. And they had a thing of Elvis on the Ed Sullivan Show, an old tape. And boy, did it look primitive. But I know for 1955, it was vintage. It was like 1800 wine. And we'll truly miss him. More Elvis coming up in just a minute. Well, it's going to be kind of cloudy this morning, but the weather is supposed to be a lot better. It's supposed to be cooler as the week goes on, less humid. Clouds will go away later on today, and the high of about 83. 76 right now at WKLO. This is Bob Klein with Stephen Bishop, and stand by. We'll have some more Elvis for you in just a minute. Nice song at WKLO. Stephen Bishop, on and on. This is Bob Klein at 9:31. It's 29 till 10. And, of course, our program director here at WKLO, Lee Gray, who is pretty good friends with Mac Davis. I know Mac is probably in mourning right now for the King of Rock and Roll, and I'm sure Lee is in California with the trip, of course, we gave away to the Happy Days trip. He has our winner out there right now, and I'm sure Lee knows about it wherever he is, and I guess, in a way, I don't think Lee ever met Elvis personally, but of course Mac Davis did. And when Mac Davis wrote the next song I'm going to play for Elvis, he asked him to do it, and Elvis said, well, if you're sold on the song so much, why don't you go ahead and do it? And Mac said, well, I think it would be better if you did, because people know who you are, and I'm not a big star right now. Well, that's all changed and everything, and Mac is now. But at the time, he wasn't, and he wanted Elvis to record this next song for him. One of the best songs he ever did. All of them were great. In the Ghetto at KLO.
And his mama cried.
Song
Jack Davis wrote for Elvis, and it was a hit, of course, in the ghetto at WKLO. It's 9:35 now, 25 till 10. This is Bob Klein. Just 3 weeks before his death, a Soviet literary journal wrote the communist version of Elvis Presley's life story. The June 27th issue of the Writers Union Weekly newspaper portrayed Elvis as a burned-out shell of a man exploited by the businessmen of show business and tossed into the scrap heap of history. The article says Presley dressed like a peacock, wriggled his hips, and brought audiences, as the Soviets put it, to a state of frenzy and ecstasy. That shows how much those communists know.
Rainbow sandwich bread.
Be there for all seven home games of U of L gridiron action.
Although it's cloudy this morning, it's going to clear up this afternoon. Be a pretty nice day before it's all over with. Today's high 83, 76 now at KLO. Sean Cassidy and the Do Run Run at WKLO. This is Bob Klein at 9:39, 21 till 10 on kind of a cloudy morning, but it's going to look better later on.
Come on, just for breakfast anymore.
Anita Bryant for the Florida Orange Growers.
WKLO.
When we kiss, my heart's on fire.
From Elvis's movie Wild in the Country, that's Surrender at WKLO. This is Bob Klein, and we're going to have a, well, not a tribute completely to Elvis today, but of course there are so many Elvis songs, we can't play them all, but we're certainly going to try.
Grease Lightning from Warner Brothers.
Grease Lightning, now showing at the Parkway Drive-Ins, plus two co-features, Lady Sings the Blues and Adios Amigos. This program rated R. No one under 18 admitted without parent or guardian.
From the movie One-on-One, this is the love theme from Seals and Crofts on WKLO.
Lost.
WKLO with Seals and Crofts. And My Fair Share. This is Bob Klein, and, of course, more Elvis is coming up in just a minute. It's 12 minutes before 10 o'clock, and today the clouds are going to go away, believe it or not, and it's not going to be as quite as hot as it has been. Today's high only 83, and well, I'll tell you what, tomorrow it's going to be even better, okay? So look up, and I'll tell you what, as far as Elvis is concerned, his latest song that has been at the top of the charts for the last few weeks is coming up next.
Next time, stock up. Make pickles paramount on your list. They're beautiful.
If you're a concerned parent with problems and no one available to help you, Parents Anonymous can help you probably. 581-3750 is their number for more information. The King had another hit just in the last few weeks. It's still a hit. Way on down. And here's Elvis on WKLO.
Hey, you get paid down.
After 22 years, Elvis still had it, still knew how to get way on down. WKLO, this is Bob Klein at 9:52. It's 8 before 10. Coming up in a few minutes, I have a song here by Elvis that went from nothing to number one in 1 week, 16 years ago.
We'll try.
Hall & Oates at WKLO, and you're a rich girl. This is Bob Klein, and the song I was talking about a few minutes ago that went from, well, just a brand new song to number one within 1 week is this one from the King of Rock and Roll. Back in 1961, right here on WKLO. Number one, Elvis, Are You Lonesome Tonight?
Are you lonesome tonight?
The song that went from a brand new song to number one within 1 week, 16 years ago on KLO. Elvis and Are You Lonesome Tonight? This is Bob Klein. More Elvis coming up in a few minutes.
If the forecasters are right, the weather should be perfect for tomorrow's opening of the 1977 Kentucky State Fair. The Weather Service says a cool front will bring Kentucky cooler, drier weather with lots of sunshine. Today, though, it will be cloudy, at least for a while, slowly clearing in the afternoon, a high today of 83. Tonight, clear, a low of 60. The pollution is no problem today. It's in the good range. Right now, the Louisville temperature is 77. I'm Shirley Smith, KLO News.
Want to put your 2 cents worth in?
My 2 cents worth?
On the man?
What can you say?
Okay, well, yeah, I can dig it. You mentioned to me a few minutes ago your favorite Elvis record, Jail.
Oh, I had a string of them for you.
Well, okay, the one you mentioned, probably the first one you really got into, was Jailhouse Rock.
Oh, yeah. I used to drive my father crazy. I used to play that over and over and over.
Didn't we all? But, you know, even my mother and, you know, my aunts, particularly, women, really liked Elvis. The men didn't like him quite as much because...
But he was still wholesome.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And parents liked him better than they did some other stars, you know, that we've had in the past or even in the present and maybe the future. You know, my mother would use him as an example sometimes to me. She'd say, Elvis Presley really treats his mother very well. And I go, oh, well, if Elvis does it, I guess I can too.
Well, I know Elvis treated everybody really well, and last night on TV, they had I guess it was in a movie or something, where they had Elvis dancing around a cell block with a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And he was singing your favorite song, Shirley.
Yes, it was.
The Jailhouse Rock.
Good song. Good.
Jailhouse Rock, yeah. Elvis and Jailhouse Rock on WKLL. That song was released, 20 years ago and 2 months ago today. June 16th, 1957. We're all going to remember you, Elvis. And you didn't leave. You're still around. WKLL, this is Bob Klein on a kind of a cloudy morning. It's going to clear up later on. The high about 83. 77 right now with Johnny Rivers slow dancing and swaying to the music with him. Slow dancing and swaying to the music with my baby. This is Bob Klein on WKLO, and I just want to be your teddy bear. That famous 1950s Elvis sound, teddy bear. Oh, man, so many good songs by the guy. And some critics judge Presley to have been the most important popular figure of the third quarter of the century. And they were probably right. From the years 1956 through 58, the American Bandstand poll ranked Presley the nation's most popular male singer. He received $1 million apiece for filming 4 successful movies, Love Me Tender, Loving You, Jailhouse Rock, and King Creole. The pictures combined with his records made his name a household word. Everyone knew of Elvis, and I'm sure you did as well as myself. It's 10:18, 18 past 10 on WKLO. This is Bob Klein. More Elvis all morning long.
It began 4 years ago in Scotland.
Shelbyville Road, across from Oxmoor. Master charge and Visa accepted.
21 past 10. This is Bob Klein on WKLO. Hey, your Louisville Regional Blood Cross Center is looking for you this summer to donate something that's very rare, your blood. Be a donator today. Come by 510 East Chestnut Street and give the gift of life. And you heard about it on WKLO.
Hey, girl.
Come.
I'm your handyman.
Yeah.
James Taylor, your handyman on WKLO. This is Bob Klein at 1024. And, of course, everyone all over the world is mourning the death of Elvis Presley last night. It's... maybe sort of old to some people, but to me it was a big shock. I was an avid Presley fan. I played many of his songs just in the last few days. I remember yesterday I played a couple of them besides his current hit, Way Down. In January 1975, a British pop radio station accused Presley of gross ingratitude. The radio announced in London that it would not play another Elvis record because Presley's British fan club had only heard from him 3 times in the past 10 years. Late that month, Presley was hospitalized, and on February 1st, 1975, a hospital spokesman revealed that the singer had been stricken with an intestinal blockage, which his doctor attributed to the twisting of the lower colon. He went home on February 14th. The day before leaving the hospital, the singer withdrew a $750,000 offer to to buy a repossessed Boeing 707 plane that once belonged to fugitive, he had made the move after a lawyer said that the fugitive might be trying to get the plane back. And then Presley made a tribute to the people in England. And this just shows what a nice man Elvis Presley actually was. A lot of people really didn't appreciate Presley as he should have been. And I know in some ways I probably didn't as much as I should have, but what the heck, you know. I liked his music. I know he was a good man, and we all miss him, and we'll have some more of Elvis's records coming up in just a minute. 1027 at WKLO. I tell you what, back in 1960, it was in July of 1960, this song had just been released, and took the first big trip of my life to Florida with my parents and my brothers and sisters. Oh, what a time that was. I remember all the way from Louisville, all the way down to St. Petersburg, Florida, this song played over and over and over again, and it's one of my favorite Elvis songs, simply because I remember hearing it for the very first time in my life, the first time a guy played it on a station in Atlanta, Georgia. It's Now or Never on WKLO, the king of rock and roll, who will live as the king forever. What can you say about the man? I mean, he was just a tremendous singer. My goodness, Elvis Presley. Now, WKLO, this is Bob Klein for Kentuckiana's number one song this week. It's your number one song from Alice Cooper.
Passion starts to rise.
Alice Cooper and the number one song, You and Me at WKLO. And of course, Alice has been a big figure among young people for the last few years, but of course, this morning we're playing a lot of music by the man who did it all for all of us, Elvis. And here's one of his most popular ones.
Love me tender, and I always will.
The king of rock and roll, and love me tender. WKLO, Elvis Presley. This is Bob Klein at 1037, 23 till 11. Hi.
At Sears Roebuck and Company, Tire and Auto Centers.
It'll continue to be cloudy this morning, but it'll clear up by later on this afternoon. Today's high about 83, and tomorrow it's going to be sunny. So look up. Right now, 77 at WKLO. Bay City Rollers on WKLO, who will be in town tomorrow for the Kentucky State Fair at 3 and 8 p.m. And you made me believe in magic. It's 9:41, 19 before 11, 10:41, 19 before 11 at WKLO. It's Bob Klein and a song from Elvis coming up next. It was the number one song in 1962.
Free fiesta trip to Mexico. Olé!
I remember it well. Good Luck Charm. Played over and over again back in 1962 on WKLO and a lot of other radio stations across the country. And one thing I remember, Elvis donated $1,000 a week to charities in Memphis, Tennessee, which just goes to show what kind of a guy he was. Keep it on KLO, because in the next few minutes you can win yourself a Coca-Cola t-shirt, a 64-ounce bottle of Coke, Sprite, or Tab, and Stephen Bishop's Careless album. Become eligible to win the fantastic vacation for two to Mexico City and Acapulco right here on KLO. Fleetwood Mac from their platinum album, Rumors, on WKLO. And don't stop thinking about tomorrow. It's 10:48 with Bob Klein. And coming up in a few minutes, right after the next song, we'll have more Elvis. If you're caller 3 right now at 587-9550, I'll make you eligible to win a vacation trip for two to Mexico City and Acapulco and give you some nice things.
Aquarius. Morning, this is WKLO. Who's this?
Tony, give him water.
Tony, how are you this morning?
Back.
That's good. Hey, I have something you just might like. Do you like Stephen Bishop?
Yes.
Okay, I have a Stephen Bishop album for you, and a certificate good for a 64-ounce bottle of Coke Sprite or Tab and a Coke T-shirt. Would you like that?
Yes.
Okay, and Tony, you're eligible to win a trip for two to Mexico and Acapulco with three tours and $100 spending cash and just a real good time. I think you'd enjoy that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Hey, Tony, hang on, and I'll get your address, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot, Tony, and I tell you what, we're going to have more winners all day long, all right, for you to be eligible to win a fantastic trip to Mexico right here on KLO. This is Bob Klein at 6 minutes before 11 o'clock. Good morning. How are you doing this morning, all right?
Hey,
hi, this is Bob Klein on WKLO, and Elvis Presley sold more than 4 million albums in the past 22 years, more than anybody I can think of, and probably you too. And Elvis, well, a lot of his songs were short. Back in the 50s and particularly the early 60s, most songs didn't last over 2.5 minutes. This song is 3.5 minutes long. That's When Your Heartaches Begin. And this is one of those tear-jerking songs that Elvis was famous for. And here it is on WKLO. Elvis Presley, That's When Your Heartaches Begin, the king of rock and roll. We're going to keep on doing it this morning. It's 11 o'clock. This is Bob Klein at WKLO Louisville with KC and the Sunshine Band. That's what people have been saying all morning. WKLO, KC and the Sunshine Band, keep them Elvis songs coming. And this is Bob Klein. You bet I'm going to keep them coming.
Sister, don't you do what your big sister done.
Oh, come on, baby, don't you do what your big sister done to me. And big sister just walked past the window at WKLO. Yes, I noticed Gary got a little hyper here for a minute. Elvis on KLO, and that was little sister from 62. This is Bob Klein at 11:06. Good morning.
Okay, you got a minute?
All perfectly obvious if you see it twice.
Murder by Death. Murder by Death starts Friday at the South Park Drive-In, indoors at the Alpha 1, 2, and 4, Grand Plaza, J-Town, and Village 8. Sunshine later on today. High of 83. Tomorrow, sunny and nice. Ah, that sounds good. It's 80 right now with Andy Gibb at WKLO.
For so long,
Andy Gibb, I just want to be your everything. On WKLO, this is Bob Klein at 11 after 11, and a live cut of a very old song that was made popular by many people, including Elvis, in just a minute.
Take when needed, only as directed.
Well, Elvis appeared in Hawaii a few years ago, 1973, I believe. The show, I believe, no, I think it was Las Vegas that was on TV. But anyway, Aloha from Hawaii via satellite from Elvis Presley. He did this song and drove the girls crazy. Fever in the morning. Listen.
Thank you. You're a fantastic audience. Thank you very much.
Never know how much I love you.
Fever!
Till you sizzle, what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. Chomp, 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 chomp.
Yeah, and the girls went crazy when Elvis did Fever on stage. You can just feel him moving when he did it. Yeah. This is Bob Klein. In the middle of the week with Fleetwood Mac. Dreaming about the weekend. Fleetwood Mac with Stevie Nicks singing the song Dreams. This is Bob Klein on WKLO, and some more Elvis coming up in the next 5 minutes or so. Well, a few minutes ago in that song, Rita Coolidge said, one in a million men
And the guy that certainly was one in a million men was the king of rock and roll when he shook everybody up with his song a few years ago. Here he is on KLO.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm all shook up.
How well we remember that song. Elvis all shook up on WKLO. And Elvis released that song just after Christmas in 1957. This is Bob Klein on WKLO, and some Elvis from Hawaii coming up in just a few minutes.
There's no better time.
Come see the good people of Precious, cause Precious has so much more. Precious has so much more.
Holy Family Church on West Daisy Lane in New Albany will hold their annual German Summerfest this Friday and Saturday, August 19th and 20th. Beginning at 7 o'clock in the evening. And remember, you heard about it on WKLO. WKLO with Miko and the theme from Star Wars. It's 11:31:29 before high noon on WKLO with Bob Klein. Elvis, of course, is we played a few minutes ago a Fever from his Aloha from Hawaii album. And Elvis did another song that touched a lot of Americans, because it's a song about us, and I'm sure it touched the people in Hawaii, being our most recent state, the American Trilogy. And here's Elvis live from Hawaii with it on WKLO.
Thank you.
King of Rock and Roll in Hawaii. In the American Trilogy. Elvis was a very religious man, and this just went to prove it. It's 11:36, 24 till noon on KLO.
Mr. Feel like nothing else.
The clouds this morning will dissipate by afternoon, and it'll be sunny later on with a high of 83. Tomorrow, sunshine and warm. Sounds good. Right now, it's 80 at WKLO.
Down in Jamaica.
Bishop at WKLO, on and on. This is Bob Klein at 11:40, 20 till lunchtime. And Elvis and a song from the 50s, once again, coming up next.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Phyllis Diller.
Only at Louisville Home Federal. The federal that looks after your interests.
Well, in case you've been asleep for the past, almost about 20 hours, Elvis Presley died yesterday. And we have a lot of fond memories of Elvis, especially when he appeared on Ed Sullivan's television variety show. Elvis was handled as if he was a savage rebel youth that just might embrace the still new medium. His swinging hips were cut off by the camera, even though in the same show featured dancing actress Deborah Pageant performing a dance best described as sizzling. Although I saw Elvis on a special last night on ABC TV, where he was on the Ed Sullivan Show, and they showed him. They showed him below the waist. I guess it was later on or something. Elvis made it happen for most of those who followed. John Lennon and Paul McCartney were the first to say that if it weren't for Elvis, the Beatles would have never happened. And Mick Jagger's struggling was derived from Elvis's gyrating pelvis. You've heard people call Elvis a lot of things, you know, Elvis Pretzel and Elvis Pelvis and things like this. This is because Elvis had a very unusual name. But most of all, his music was the most unusual. And this is what made Elvis the king. And this is another song that did it for him. Treat Me Nice on WKLO. The king of rock and roll.
When I walk through that door, every evil I love and treat me nice.
A song that sounds something like Teddy Bear. Another song, of course, he had out that we played earlier this morning on WKLO. Treat Me Nice, the king of rock and roll, who will be alive forever in my heart, probably yours, and in my ears. Elvis will never die. This is Bob Klein at quarter till noon with Ronnie Millsap on KLO. Ronnie Millsap, who is one of the top artists in the country field, and looks like he's breaking over into pop and rock and roll. It was almost like a song. It's a great tune for a day that's going to turn out great later on. The sun's going to come out, going to have a high of 83. It's 80 right now at KLO. Elvis Presley, the man who paid his dues a long time ago. Poor boy, born in Tupelo, Mississippi. Many, many moons ago.
Elvis died yesterday at the age of 42, and we'll remember him. And remember songs like Lovin' You at WKLO.
I will spend my whole life through loving you.
The king of rock and roll, the way he did it in 1957. And the king of rock and roll, the way he's done it in 1977, WKLO.
Way on down, way
on. WKLO, where the king of rock and roll still lives. It's 5 minutes till noon. This is Bob Klein with Elvis Presley, remembering his story about the long, lonely day in the Kentucky rain.
7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone.
Elvis Presley, the singer who made rock and roll an institution in American music, died yesterday at the age of 42. Presley was found dead on the floor of his mansion in Memphis, Tennessee. Doctors say the cause of death was an erratic heartbeat. And Elvis sold more than 4 million albums, 400 million albums in the past 22 years. And his life touched all of ours, and I hope we were able to touch some of the memories of Elvis for you this morning. This is Bob Klein on KLO. Hope you had a nice one, and Jackson Smith is next on KLO. You keep looking for it, you'll find it.
This is Charlie Coates.